Kali Yerushalmi, corresponding to Tmura, Bavli Daf Yud Gimel. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Tev Zayin Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Nidma Isasa Atre Gilgula Patura. Shem Madumet Patur Umisha Gilgula Chayeves. The Mishnah says that the dough became Dimur, which is mixed with Tmura, before she kneaded it, is exempt because Madumma is exempt. If it became Dimur after she kneaded it, it's obligated. Noidila Safik Tmura Ashula Gilgula Te Ase Patura. If a suffix of tumma arose before she needed it, it may be done b'tumma. If a suffix arose after she needed it, it must be done b'tahara. And the Gemara says, Amar b'yona, talatin milin tani uvichia ruba b'inun peligin chada al chada. B'yona asked the question that uvichia ruba taught two laws and seemingly one argues with the other. Tevel minyonai, I should say kuchulin. Tevel, its count is like that of Chulin, that it can become a Rishon or Sheni L'Tumma, but not a Shlishi. V'chol, I should say, Safik HaPoisel is a Tumma, Poisel is a Chulin, Melas is Tumma. Any Safik that disqualifies Tumma, disqualifies Chulin from becoming Tumma. V'kasha in Tevel, Minyonoi, I should say, K'chulin, Lama Poisel es HaChulin, Melas is in Tumma, V'Minyonoi, I should say, K'chulin. The Gemara asks that if Tevel's count is like that of Chulin, why does it disqualify Chulin from becoming Tumah? It counts as like Chulin. Amma Rabbi Yossi, Oif Anan Taninan Taltehoin. Rabbi Yossi commented that we learn both of these in Mishnayos, so your question is not really against the Bichir, but rather against the Mishnayos. Tevel Minyonoi Kechulin, you should say, De Taninan Tamon, Oichel Maase Shehuchsha, Vemashke Venogabai Tfuyoim, Oyodaim Mesoravim, Mafishim Mimenu, Tumas Maisa Vetahara, Mevleishu Shlishi. Tevel counts as like Chulin, because there's a Mishnah that teaches that her food of Maaseh was Huksha, being prepared to be able to make Kabbal Tumah through coming in contact with a liquid, and a Tvul Yoim or Tummy hand touched it, even so one may separate from it Tumas Maaseh but Tahara, because it's a Shlishi, and the Shlishi of Tevel is Tahal. Hada'amma Shatevel Minyonai Chulin, and therefore we infer that Tevel counts as like Chulin. The Chol HaSofik, which is a Poitel as a Tumah, Poitel Es a chulin melasos and tumah, the tanin and tamon noile losofik atula gilgula tiasa betumah, mishu gilgula tiasa betara. And as for any sofik that disqualifies tumah, disqualifies chulin from becoming tumah, that's learned from our mishnah that teaches that if a sofik tumah arose before she needed it, it may be done betumah, and after she needed it, it must be done betahara. Amrav sheshes dubikivihi dubikiva amal yasena betumah v'al yasena kavim. Rav Sheshi says that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva says that if one cannot salah b'tahara, he makes his dough b'tuma and does not make it kavim, small pieces. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Divrei Hakolhi Yasena Kavin, which is a b'tuma. Rabbi Zeira says it's like everyone because it's done b'tuma means that he makes it kavin b'tuma. Heisev Rabbi Chia Bar Rabun, Kaim Rabbi Zeira, Vatani Af B'Shar Aminim, Kain, Is Lachmema Yasena Kavin B'Sveikam. Revechia Be'erubun asked Rivera, it was taught in a Tosefta like our Mishnah, and it says that also with other species, if there was a Safik Tumah before the final processing, he may tithe them for Tumah. After the final processing, they must be done for Tahara. Can you say that he makes it Kavim due to the Safik? This doesn't exempt Tumah masses. Rivida Omar Anna Be'isa. Rivida said, also I would challenge Rivera from this Tosefta. Rabbi Yossi, B'Shem, Rabbi Ilar, B'din Haya, Shiyit, Ma'adam, Tfaloi, Tivloi, D'Vatayu, D'Chiv, V'ani, Nenasatu, L'Chayef, Mishmeth, Tumaisai, Tuma, Sricha, Shimor, V'ina Tevel, Sricha, Shimor. Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Ilar, says, according to the Torah's law, one may be metame his Tevel, because it says in the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Yitches, Pasuk Ches, behold, I have given to you a guarding of my Tumah. Even if it's Tame, you may not be metame it more. But Tamei Tevel need not be guarded. And they should say, El Lefisha Nema, Unasatim Mimenu Es Tumas Hashem La'aron HaKoyen, Asei Shiyin Natin La'aron HaKoyen B'Kohen Asei. But however, since it says in the Pasuk there, in Pasuk Chofres, and you shall give from it to the Tumas Hashem to Aaron the Koyen, in his Kohuna we say, means do it in the Tahara that it will be given to Aaron HaKoyen in his Kohuna so he can eat it. In the Tevel Tohor, separate Tumas for Tahara. But here, Tevel is Safik Tamei, since you cannot give the Tumah or Chala to the Kohen in his Kohuna, you may be Metamet.